Bezus Hashem Yisparech, today's halacha topic from Daf Chav Zayin is the question of what materials are chayiv in tzitzis. The Gemara on the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph had quoted Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who said that there is a relationship between the Isser Shatnis, which is Tzemer Upishtim, and the Pasuk of Gedilim, Taslachov Tzitzis, to tell us that only tzemer and pishtim, only wool and linen are chayiv and tzitzis, and all other begadim are not chayiv and tzitzis. The Gemara actually contrasts this to an opinion of Rava. And the opinion of Rava is that the Torah repeats haknaf on the corner. And the second repeat of haknaf is coming to tell you that a garment that's not of Tzemer Upishtim needs to have tzitzis, but it has to be of the same material as what is on the corner. How do we paskin in regards to this machlaikis? If you take a look in your Gemara, you will see that the psak over here is not absolute. There is a simen to both the opinion of Rav Nachman as well as to Rava in the Ein Mishpat. And that means, take a look in Simen Tes in the Torah and in the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin min haTorah like Rav Nachman, and that is, says the Mechaber, Simin Tes Seif Aleph, Ein chaya betzitz min haTorah ela bigde pishtim o shel tzemer v'chelim, aval bigde sharminim, only chiyuv min haTorah is of wool and linen. However, begadim of other types, Ein chaya betzitz ela midrabbanan, are only chayiv rabbinically. This immediately raises the first practical question, and that is that if all other materials are derabbanan, and the only material that's deraisa is linen and wool, can one wear cotton tzitzis if at the end of the day, the beged, cotton tzitzis, we mean the beged of the tzitzis, is only midrabbanan? The Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Hay says, V'yureisha ma'im yachmer alatzmo lochush l'dei rishona, v'yasa talis shel tzemer. There is a second opinion in the Ramah that says that we paskin like Rava, that all them are chayiv min haTorah. This is the opinion of the Tosis and the Rush. However, it's only being quoted as in the Ramah as a yesh omrim, and the simple reading, according to most Rishonim, is that the chiyuv d'oraisa is only on wool. Hence, the Mishnah Berurah says that a Yerusha Mayim should be machmer on himself and should wear woolen tzitzis and not cotton tzitzis. Rav Emmensal, in his Ha'oris, discusses the Maisa Rav that says that the Gra did not wear a talis kata of wool, rather it was cotton. However, he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that this is not a raya that the Gra disagrees with the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, the lechatchila one should wear a woolen beged. Because Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal felt that it could very well be that the Gra was wearing a talis gadol of tzemer the entire day. There is another great person who it's well known wore cotton tzitzis, and that is the Chazon Ish. Can one infer from the fact that the Chazon Ish wore cotton tzitzis that for some reason we don't paskin this lechatchila din of the Mishnah Berurah, that where we follow Rav Nachman lechatchila? At the end of the day, according to most poskim, only wool and linen is d'oraisa. Renzel argued that in the case of the Chazon Ish, who lived in Bnei Brak before the time of air conditioning, where anybody who's lived in Eretz Yisrael knows that Bnei Brak can get very hot, if he wore wool tzitzis, then that would be so hot for him that it wouldn't be considered a beged. In other words, Tosas in Nida, Naf Samach Aleph Amabei, says that a beged that a person doesn't derive benefit for when dressed in it is not chayiv in tzitzis. So the Chazon Ish, even if he wanted to, and even if he would torture himself, he still couldn't wear a woolen beged. Because then it wouldn't be chayim and tzitzis at all, because he wouldn't be deriving any benefit. Rav Nevinzal mentions there are other explanations for the Chazon Ish's behavior, but he concludes that Rav Shlomo Zalman wasn't convinced about that argument at all. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said that if a person is wearing the garment l'shem mitzvah, then even if it's very hot for them, it would still be considered a beged. Another practical issue that comes up in regards to what material is chayiv in tzitzis emerges as well from pshat in our Gemara. Ramesha Feinstein Zatzal in Orachayim Chelek Beis Simin Aleph discusses whether synthetic materials are chayiv in tzitzis. And Ramesha argues that synthetic materials might very well be potter from tzitzis. And the reasoning for that goes as follows. The Gemara in Menachos says that a beged of ar is potter from tzitzis. Ramesha points out that that is even within the opinion of Rava that says that other types of garments are chayiv in tzitzis. What's the difference between leather and other garments? It must be that if you take a look at the drasha of Rava, Rava said that all other garments are chayiv, but you need to use the same material that goes on the knaf for the strings. Now, leather cannot be turned to strings. Hence, Ramesha says, anything that's not normal to be turned into strings would not be a material that's chayiv in tzitzis. How do we define whether it's normal to make it into string? So here we look to Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. And when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, a garment that is woven out of leather is not considered a garment. In other words, something woven, whether it can be woven, whether the material can be woven, shows us whether it has status as thread and strings before. Or, leather does not have status as strings, and therefore it is never turned into a woven garment. If it's never turned into a woven garment, it can't be qualified as string. If it can't be qualified as string, so then Shar Begadim need to have its own strings hung on them. If its own strings are not considered strings, then it can't be chayiv in tzitzis. Therefore, leather is not chayiv in tzitzis. As well, Ramesh is mechadesh, other synthetic materials that are not normally turned into string would also not be chayiv in tzitzis. Hence, nylon, which is normally, and rayon, which is normally not made into string, Ramesh says. Ramesha claims they are much more similar to leather begadim, and hence they're going to be potter from tzitzis. There are chokim on Ramesha Zatzal. Both the Divrei Yatziv, the Klausenberger Rebbe in Orachaim Simen Gimel, as well as Rev Zilber in Shalos Tshuvos Az Nedar Bruchelik Zayin Simen Nun Beis through Nun Dalid, as well as maybe most significantly for us, Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as quoted by our great Rebbe Rav Nevensal Shlita in Rav Nevensal's Ha'aras, held slightly differently. And that is that any garment which is made out of weaving or sewing is by definition going to be chayiv in tzitzis. So if the nylon or the rayon is sewed, it's going to be chayiv in tzitzis. If, however, you'll then ask, if all begadim are chayiv in tzitzis, if someone puts a plastic sheath on top of them, so is plastic also chayiv in tzitzis if it has four corners? The answer is, a maisa yitzika, something that is not formed through weaving and sewing, is going to be potter. In contrast, Rav Nevensal points out, this is not the opinion of Rav Moshe. So Rav Shlomo Zalman's Hagdara is less complicated than Rav Moshe's, and he says that anything that is sewn is by definition considered a beged, it will be chayiv in tzitzis. But anything that is formed in a manner that does not include sewing or weaving, let's say a plastic covering, would not be chayiv in tzitzis. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Chav Zayin Masech Shabbos, which begadim are chayiv in tzitzis and which are not. Finally, I just like to add, as I concluded, I remembered I didn't mention this point, it's not directly related to the halachic discussions of above, but I did hear from Rav Nevensal that the mesh tzitzis that have holes in them, the holes take away from the shear of the tzitzis, and he did not feel that it would be kosher. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Nevensal even went further and said that even in theory, if you would have a shear of beged throughout, In other words, you would measure only the beged. The different spaces between the cloth would cause that they're not mitzdaref l'shir. This finally concludes the halacha section from Daf Chav Zayin.